Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show, everyone. Chameleon has got some type of blindfolds on.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
It's very strange indeed.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest, Stephanie Rojas.
Where is she?
Yay!
Where is she?
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't look at me.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at. Is it safe to take them off?
I don't know. It is. It really is.
We got it really
Bird Box.
Is? Okay.
We got Bird Box fever here.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Woo. Okay. Good we job. Were watching Bird Box and
Great movie.
Chameleon, don't look at
I'm not gonna look at you.
It's a mysterious horse.
No!
No! What are you doing?
No! Don't!
I can't do this. I can't do this.
Don't. You can look at me.
It's okay.
Papa?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So Bird Box fever it is, everyone.
I see chocolate. Dark chocolate.
Come join us. What a great movie.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We do have Bird Box fever. Yes, you're right, Stephanie.
Bird Box fever.
My goodness.
All right.
Okay.
You look spiffy.
Yes, you do.
For you guys, you know.
Oh, yeah. She said that. It's
you
true.
Know, last show of the up. Year, you know.
That's right.
That's right. You know what? Now I'm all dressed.
You're dressed.
You're dressed for a snowstorm. You're
ready
dressed
to hit the snow.
Yes,
yeah.
You
yeah,
are.
That's,
there
that's
you go.
Right.
There you go.
That's my New Year's resolution, actually, yes. Is to get more snow.
And I am ready to stroll down the streets of Putty.
Stroll the streets of Paris, basically.
Exactly.
And Putty. Paris. Did you say Putty?
No. No, I did not say that. Gosh.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure to have you. What has been going on and what
in,
can we
in Stephanie
hype about?
World, a lot of Bird Box.
A lot of Bird Box. What has been going on? It's been pretty, you know, kind of busy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Just finished doing that short film that we did, Slate, which it's right now in the process of being edited at the moment by the director.
Good.
The film.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens with that next year. Awesome. Also with our web series comedy sketch show, Take It From Me, I know the last time I was here, we said we were going to come back in October. That didn't happen, but a lot of things were happening with our group. So we're going to come back and revamp the whole show next year. So 2019 is going to be our thing. So
awesome.
We're going to make it. We're going to make our comeback and we're going to be like shooting photos and promos. So we got this, guys. 2019 is the year.
Yeah.
2019 is the year. It is.
Yeah, I believe that.
And going back a little bit.
That wasn't the right one.
I got heckled at 2019.
2019. That's what I was looking for.
But you actually got me into watching Bird Box. So I had actually gotten the screener, but it was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was debating whether to watch it on Netflix or screener. But, of course, we decided to go with the bigger screen. But... What did you like about Bird Box? You saw the whole thing. We're almost done with it. Mm-hmm. We'll finish watching it by either tonight or tomorrow.
It was really interesting. What really got me was I just wanted to know what they were looking at. It's like, what is this mysterious force that was really getting to them? Because they never showed anything. So that was a big mystery. But I know in one of them, it's like you see one of the actors, he had drawings. He had like dark drawings. So it makes you wonder, is it like, you know, a demon, powerful force that was just coming and get and brainwash everyone?
Okay.
But come on, who doesn't love Sandra Bullock?
I'd be very disappointed if it's another like Trump or something. Yeah. He's all, I got you.
It's like, who doesn't know Sandra Bullock, guys? Yeah. We all love her.
Yeah, she's great.
But did you guys hear a lot of the youngsters? They're actually talking about Sandra Bullock, that she's the Bird Box lady. No one knows who she is.
And then you also said something else about, they can't recognize her
face.
They
don't recognize her face. And they were like, who is this Bird Box lady? She looks like Michael Jackson. It's like, how can you compare the two? It's like, no.
That's crazy. But they are young. They don't know. They don't know Miss Congeniality.
No,
for
she
goodness
just
sake.
Had Ocean's 8. Come on.
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8.
Yes, I love that movie.
Wasn't it Ocean's 11? No, because they went back.
George Clooney. Yeah, that was George Clooney.
They went back.
Yeah.
But there are some theories on Instagram about what Bird Box is, and people are saying things like the light, it's supposed to represent, don't open your eyes, because it's sort of Luciferian when your eyes are wide awake. Sort of like a little bit of like the film Eyes Wide Shut. Mm. You know, they're trying to say that perhaps the context is one of the same. But also, someone mentioned Abstraverse on Instagram. I don't know. Mm. These usernames are crazy. I thought the movie was based on people's vibrations. The world randomly went to hell, but the state of the world was also diminished and torn. My theory is that the people of Earth began to vibrate to low vibrations that these creatures became insanely attracted to, and this opened the floodgates for these invisible demons. When people would gaze upon the monsters and lose their shiz, that was the breach of their soul and the tipping point of their vibration. A suicide is an incredibly selfish act. Everyone began acting against love and only inwardly when corrupted by these evil things.
A little wordy.
A little bit.
Drop it down.
Also, someone kind of quoted a Revelation 9:5-6. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And in those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them.
Wow.
So those All are right. some deep
man
theories.
People are really getting deep into that film and trying to theorize everything. That's interesting.
I think, you know, you definitely go into the spiritual world when you're trying to fight something that you can't see.
Mm-hmm. Or can control.
And can control you. Yeah. It's a little bit, you know what this kind of reminded me of? A little bit of The Happening. That was a great
What's
movie.
Happening? I remember that show.
No.
The Happening.
Happening.
That was a great film. I watched it, I kid you not, 14 to 15 times.
Wow.
It
you
was
really
great.
Into that.
I was
you
really into
You can count back
it.
Then? How? just kidding. That was a long time ago.
No, I watched it actually about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it initially when it just released. But it was a darn good film. It just made you question. They were already talking about the bees population and all that. It just really made you think.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and interesting how nature turned on us because we're constantly turning on nature, you know? Mm-hmm. I just love the way the tables were turned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most importantly, let's talk about this fight. Let's talk about the fight.
UFC 230. No, Chameleon, you can't fight.
We can't do this right. Oh, there you go.
The woman in the female division could take on Chameleon.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. He doesn't even try to fight it.
He's like, no, I'm good.
Yep.
That's true, yeah.
There are some tough cookies out there.
Yeah. Extremely tough.
There's some chocolate chips, some vanillas, you know, a little mixture. You know?
Whoa, there's Brittany out there.
There's Brittany. She's fighting.
No, she's not. She's a sweetheart. But there was a fight, Kat Zingano versus Megan Anderson, and there was a freak accident that happened. Okay, so first of all, Kat Zingano, she's the one that faced Ronda Rousey a few years back. Mm. The one that got, like, beat in under, like, 30 seconds. So that was her. That was Kat Zingano. They're very close friends to this day because, as we all know, Ronda Rousey's father committed suicide, and Kat Zingano's husband, former husband, they had a child, and he sadly committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
So Ronda Rousey kind of took her son under her wing, you know, because they both of them could obviously bond in such mm-hmm. a deep, profound level. So they're really cool to this day. Now, Kat Zingano, she is tough. She beat Amanda Nunes back in the days before she faced Ronda at her worst. And she was on Joe Rogan, and she said, you know, she always had that at her worst, she was able to beat Amanda, which is, you know, an awesome thing. It is impressive. Mm-hmm. However, she did get some type of traumatic injury after she faced Amanda that dealt with the brain.
Oh, wow.
So she didn't fight for a long time. And this was like her second fight with Megan Anderson after Ronda Rousey. So, you know, she's a little like on again, off again mm-hmm. slightly. But now she suffered during a kick. Megan Anderson gave her a sidekick to the head.
Yikes.
But instead, her toe went right in her eye.
Ouch.
And immediately, her body, like, shut down. Everyone knew she's hurt. There's something wrong. Mm-hmm. And they called the fight. Now, people weren't cheering Megan Anderson. Mm-hmm. First of all, Kat Zingano has more fans. But I feel like the reason why I wasn't even impressed is because that doesn't really count as a victory, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just some freak accident that happened. And okay, as a result, you get the win, but it's not really something worth celebrating over, in my opinion.
No,
you know?
Especially right in the eye.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. Like, yikes.
What was the outcome of her face, though? I mean,
no, you know what? She just had her eye closed the whole time. It was just kind of, she had the other eye slightly open, but who knows if she'll be able to see again. It's, you know, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's no joke being in there, but one of the fights, obviously, Amanda Nunes versus Chris Cyborg, okay? This woman, Chris Cyborg, she is a woman, mm-hmm. first of all.
And a cyborg.
I wouldn't have guessed
and a cyborg.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
She's very cut. She
ripped, you mean, right?
Cut, ripped.
Cut
yes.
and ripped.
Cut
okay.
as in ripped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. cyborg cutting. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
She was 20-1, but I read the story how, first of all, that one supposed loss, it was her very first fight, and it wasn't really a real loss. It was some technicality that happened, mm-hmm. but she didn't really lose. Okay. She hasn't lost since, bottom line. This woman would win by knockout. She was like, I mean, she was a machine. She was a cyborg.
Literally.
Okay. Literally.
Literally. Okay.
And it was, they're both from Brazil, Amanda Nunes and Chris Cyborg. It was the fight that the fans wanted. And Amanda Nunes won.
Wow.
And we have a clip in under a minute.
Here it is. Boom.
You want to try it?
Let's try it.
Ah!
We don't have
do
to.
That.
You can't really hear it like this.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No, no, no.
All right.
Chameleon, why are you always throwing me off? See, this is way better.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that.
Jeez, Chameleon. We're trying to watch a fight here.
This fight.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Look.
Interesting.
In
can you guys see this? No, you can't. But you can hear it. You're going to have to check it out
on
YouTube.
You can tune in on YouTube. So here it comes. And this is the other one. Boom.
That's it.
Went down like a sack of potatoes right here.
Oh.
There. It's over. It's over.
Wow. Oh,
my
there
goodness.
She goes.
Incredible.
Amazing.
So she now has two belts. She took her belt.
Oh, wow.
She is, they have declared her the greatest female fighter in MMA UFC history.
Well, good job for her. Way to go.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
Amanda Nunes. You know what's so interesting? A little quick fact. Ronda Rousey, you know, she was represented when she was in the UFC by William Morris, you know, top elite agency. Yeah. Now, they, before, after Holly Holm beat Ronda, she took a break, right? And when she was going to face off with Ronda Rousey, they said that Amanda Nunes was cannon fodder, which is such a huge insult. Mm-hmm. They were like, nah, we're not even worried about it. Ronda's going to win this.
Well, look at this.
Yeah.
Hey. Look at that.
You can't really see anything, though.
No, you can't.
But moving forward, aside from that highlight last night.
Yeah.
Let's talk about one of the things you pointed out, this Kevin Spacey video.
Frank Underwood. You know, I had a lot of respect for Kevin Spacey. I loved him. I think all of us loved him as an actor because he did such great work. But after watching this video that he released, thinking he's playing Underwood, and I thought I was watching a clip of, you know, the latest House of Cards episode. But what is the matter with that man? What is going on?
Let's play a little bit. We have that.
And we have a clip.
When I watched it, I totally thought it was a House of Cards.
I thought it was a real House of Cards.
Little interlude or something, you know, like, but a dialogue. But no, it wasn't, right?
No, it wasn't.
It was just him going off of the allegations?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Let's take a listen.
I know what you want. Oh, sure, they may have tried to separate us, but what we have is too strong, too powerful. I mean, after all, we shared everything, you and I.
Yeah.
I told you my deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I showed you exactly what people are capable of.
Exactly.
I shocked you with my honesty, but mostly I challenged you and made you think. And you trusted me, even though you knew you shouldn't.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
So we're not done, no matter what anyone says.
Chameleon is dancing to this.
And besides, I know what you want.
Ooh. It's a slow jam.
Wow.
Of course, some believed everything and have just been waiting with bated breath to hear me confess it all. They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
Say it, Kevin.
Wouldn't that be easy?
It was all so simple.
Only you and I both know it's never that simple, not in politics and not in life. But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you? You wouldn't rush to judgments without facts.
Oh, of course not.
Not unless you tell me.
Tell me more, Spacey.
Anyway, all this presumption made for such an unsatisfying ending. And to think it could have been such a memorable send-off. I mean, if you and I have learned nothing else these past years, it's that in life and art, nothing should be off the table.
Nope.
We weren't afraid, not of what we said, not of what we did, and we're still not afraid.
No, we're not.
Because I can promise you this.
Oh. Promise me.
I didn't pay the price for the things
Tell
we
the
both
promises.
Know I did do. I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things I didn't do.
Ooh, pay that price.
Oh, of course, they're going to say I'm being disrespectful, not playing by the rules.
No.
ever played by
I'm getting too excited over this.
You are. Let's cut the feed.
All
right. We got her.
All right. Let's drink a cold glass of water, everyone. No. Okay. So right after this video came out, this recording, the LAPD, was it LAPD? Well, the police department decided to press charges against him because apparently there was evidence of him groping the young man at the bar, right? You were telling me a little bit about this, Chameleon?
That's right. Apparently the kid, he was not even supposed to be at the bar because he was underage. And then Kevin Spacey went to the restroom because he was texting and on Instagram or something, the kid. And then he went out to the restroom. Spacey did, and then he didn't think anything of it, but he was like, you know, Kevin's trying to get in my pants or something like that, trying to rug my leg, but it's not gonna happen or something like that. He was texting or Facebooking somebody about that. Mm-hmm. So there's proof of that he reached out to some people and they gathered that information.
There's no way he's gonna be able to run away from that.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that within I guess it was 3 days since that video. Within 3 days, there was tons of millions of hits of people watching that video.
I you know what? I didn't watch it directly. Mm-hmm. But I saw it on my, you know, YouTube feed.
Yeah, I saw something that was an
article. I didn't want to watch it because I'm like, I don't want to support this.
I didn't want to support it, but I was just curiosity. It killed the cat for me in that sense. And I'm like, it creeped me out.
So but you know what it is? Like the full saying of that is curiosity killed the cat. But that's not the end of it.
No, it's not.
They just made that up.
It's satisfaction brought it back.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh. So you were satisfied.
Let's replay the song again.
No.
I didn't mean it like that.
Satisfaction.
Because you were curious about, you know, what the heck is this? Yeah, but anyways, that's the reason. That's what's wrong with that saying. Curiosity killed the cat. You know, someone will say that to you, try to be snarky, and then you could just get them with, but satisfaction brought it back.
Well, this
get out of my way.
This phenomenal episode is brought to you by...
Oh, here it comes.
Is A-Plus Total Carpet Cleaning. Did you know? The holidays have already passed, and we get that. And I'm sure there was a lot of spills. But we all know that the New Year's Eve is coming up, and there's going to be even twice as much spills. Three rooms for $99. You get cleaned. The original is $150. But did you know for $100, over 50% off? So guaranteed, please go to aplustotalcleaning@gmail.com, ask for Adrian, and he will. Oh, actually put in the SKS in the subject line because, you know, it'll help us out too. But definitely do that and get your carpets clean, everyone. Continue.
Okay. What were you saying? I remember what we were talking about,
actually. We didn't even start on the new topic.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were getting into space.
But we were going to, that guy, he's blacklisted. It's over for him.
He's already blacklisted. Okay.
Yeah. It's over for him.
That's crazy.
And we did a segment on why does the blacklist gotta be black?
Yeah. Ooh. Previous episode, yep.
Why is that, right?
Yeah. Why can't it be like a whitelist?
I know, huh? Well,
a purple list.
Yeah, well, exactly. There you go. Yeah. Purple list.
Hey, why does it have to be purple?
Okay, a blue list.
Blue. But you see, that would kind of make more sense because blue is the color of, like, oh, you feel blue, you know?
I'm so blue.
So.
I love my blue face.
But there is so much oversaturation with streaming platforms, which is something we're discussing.
There's too many of them. They're becoming basically your new cable company. There's too many of them. Disney's going to release one.
Yeah.
I think Marvel's going to release, and DC Comics are going to release their own channels. And it's just you can't keep up with them anymore. Mm-mm. I can't keep up. I can barely keep up with Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, here's more shows. It's like, I can't watch all of these.
I can barely keep up with Netflix and just cable television.
But have you noticed with Netflix, they update constantly now?
Yeah,
they do. Every week, there's something new. Like, I'll see in my email, oh, Stephanie, here's a recommendation. Something you may like. I'm like, I could have sworn you guys sent me an email like a week ago.
Just give it a rest.
Watch this new documentary.
Let me watch the first thing that you recommended.
Exactly. It's like, let me just add up to my queue that I'm never going to reach and end because it's like, next month, these movies are going to be gone.
I know.
Like, wait a minute. And it's like France is going to be gone. I mean, next year. It's everyone watches France.
Did you hear
France?
They had to pay millions?
Are you serious?
Millions for France to stay on.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of people watch that. I have my best friend that watches that. I mean, every time I go over, we'll watch that like late at night. She'll just be like, let's go watch France. All right, let's go watch France. I have other friends that watch that. It's a really good show.
My friends and I watch France.
Because we're friends. quack. No.
I remember when MySpace was a thing, people had shirts that said, my friends are on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, I was like, wow. I'm so glad I never got MySpace, by the way.
I did.
You did?
I was one of those. Yeah.
You were peer pressured. I was peer pressured into getting Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook was one of those. When everyone was leaving MySpace and it wasn't popular anymore, they were like, come down to Facebook. I'm like, no. And then I was like, okay. Ever since, there I am.
That's how they get you. But I know that movie critics, I was reading an article the other day, think it was on the Hollywood Reporter, and they were a few movie critics are saying that they can't even keep up to critique these shows and films because it's so many.
Yeah, there's too many of them.
Yeah.
It's understandable. I don't blame them. I mean, we as viewers, we can't keep up.
Right.
And the only way you actually hear about something is through word of mouth.
The Bodyguard is good on Netflix.
Really?
It's a little slow, but it is a British show, so maybe, you know, like, the plot, that's kind of how, because I know that on BBC they play The X-Files, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of slow at times, so, but it's pretty good, just FYI.
Oh, I shall add that to my queue right now.
Yeah, which
right
you
now.
Will watch probably mid-time next year, you'll
yes,
get to
exactly.
it.
Yes, exactly. I'll get to it eventually.
But I don't know if you guys heard, there is a McDonald's vegan burger.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. So my vegan friends, you're more than welcome to eat McDonald's.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah.
I'll take that back.
Apparently.
That's not vegan.
Uh-oh.
It's called the Macalutiki.
Whoa, what?
I know, the Macalutiki, which is popular in India because, you know, they don't eat beef in India. So they've already been serving this for a while. It's toasted bun, okay, with samosa-spiced veggie patty made of potatoes and peas with fresh red onions, tomatoes, egg-free creamy tomato mayo. I'm not sure how it's creamy if it's egg-free.
Yeah.
Why even have mayo in the first place?
Yeah, because that's fattening.
Mm-hmm. But there you go, the Macalutiki. Macalutiki.
Macalutiki.
Macalutiki.
Macaroni tiki.
Macaroons. No.
And some.
A Macalutiki, please.
With a side of fries.
And a side, yeah, exactly.
But I don't know, I won't be eating that. Just
yeah, no, I'll skip that one. Yeah, not interested.
We're the oddballs here, I guess. You know, we're not going to be eating that, but there's hundreds of millions that will.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll be hearing reviews about
those. Yeah, exactly. We got to follow up with that.
But I know, Chameleon, the other day you brought something to my attention about American Airlines making news again.
Oh, man. So, okay. So when American Airlines, one of the employees started making fun of this little girl's name.
Yes.
You heard about this?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, you already know, I had to tell her, but the people out there don't know. But
people out there.
Our listeners
I
out
mean,
there.
Those, old. No. I meant
the listeners,
okay. Our favorite people okay. out there are listening, and they're like, well, what are you guys talking about? Well, we're saying when you name your kids a certain name, that sticks with them for the rest of their lives.
Some in case you didn't know that.
Don't haunt them with like some stupid, impressive name that you just made up, you know, because you watched too much Transformers or Star Trek or something, or even whatever. But this little girl's name was A, B, C, D, E. And if you try to sound that out, it's
Absidy.
And instead of spelling it A-B-Y-S, whatever,
yeah,
S-I-D-Y.
Yeah, put the alphabet.
Yeah, so you just do it the alphabet. Oh, my God, that's so impressive. That's
it's
so cool.
It's so unique.
That's
so unique.
So smart.
And so the airline employees, I think one of the stewardess or somebody in the plane that were making snickering and laughing about it, and the mom's like, I can hear you, all of you guys.
I would have been like, good. We're
they
just prepping
it.
Your child for when she starts school.
Even the pilot was like, you know, we got a special announcement. What
would
a stupid
guys...
name this is.
Would you guys like to join us and go and say the alphabet? A, B, C, D, E.
It's Epstein.
Oh, we're sorry. We're going to go ahead and fly. So please shut off all your cell phones.
It's just so dumb why a parent would do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I feel bad for the kid, and you know, because she has to deal with it. And I think she even said later, I want to change my name after that incident.
I don't, really?
I don't
blame her. Yeah. She'd be smart enough to do it.
Yeah, do it.
I know I would. I would change my name.
What if her middle name or last name was... F-G-A-I.
Epsidy, F-G-A-I.
Try to sound that one out.
Don't try it.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting thing that has been making headlines. Just on Instagram constantly. You know, it's these theorists about the earth being flat.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that, Stephanie?
Now, if the earth was really flat, mm-hmm. would any of this, you know what? It just drives me nuts. Okay, so here's the thing. So people saying that the world is flat, I mean, Christopher Columbus went through that, right? The whole thing. And he went through it and he found out, it isn't flat or whatever. It is round. But I mean, if you really think about it, the sun, mm-hmm. when it goes, it moves around.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not going, over on a flat space. I don't know, like an aerial flat space of some sort. Mm-hmm. But this whole theory of the world's flat, it just drives me nuts because it makes you wonder, okay, have you guys not studied astronomy? Have you not seen pictures of the Earth, of, the universe, when mm-hmm. people, NASA, you think NASA's going to Photoshop the Earth and make it round? And it's like, no. You know, I would really like it if someone would just think, it would be really funny just to make the Earth flat. Just make mm-hmm. it flat and make it like a Photoshop thing and be like, all right, guys, here, you flatliners.
You got
you
us.
Flatliners, you got us. It was all a joke. But in all reality, people need to stop.
Yeah.
They need to go and study and read the facts.
I know that there are, the people that believe the Earth is flat, they believe it's like there's a whole conspiracy theory with NASA that they're fake, that they're fraud.
Yeah.
And it's just really... they're dead serious about this too. But you know what I find funny is there was a post just yesterday that I saw. Someone did like this little experiment. They had like a bowl and water and a flashlight. Like it looked like they were in their garage and they were trying to prove like, you see, because when I flash it like this, the light spreads out like this, therefore it's flat. And I'm just like, well, you can't base it on some experiment, some kitchen experiment or anything like that.
No.
That's really silly to me. But also, honestly, who cares if it's flat or round? I mean, really, if you think about it, if the Earth is flat or round, I mean, what's that going to do for your well-being?
How does it affect on our daily
exactly.
lives?
Yeah, just live your life.
The sun
and
has been rising.
If you fall off the edge, then you know.
Yeah. The sun has been rising and setting in the horizon for centuries now. I mean, what if it's flat or if it's round? What's it to you?
Right.
There isn't.
What do you think, Chameleon?
Well, one of the guys that mentioned this was Shaquille O'Neal, right?
Shaq.
He's the one that said, but anything that high, because he's so freaking tall, of course he's going to notice everything's flat, You got to go up in space. You got to know. But he travel all the time.
Yeah.
Planes go around and freaking androids or whatever those drones up there.
Yeah.
Up there, they see that it's round and it's round. We've been around the world billions of times. And we know we just go back to this. But so there's no flat line. I don't even know what they're talking about. And it
well, you can't really know if it's round or flat by going up high, because when you're up high, it just kind of is. You know what I mean?
You can't really tell when
you're
flying.
You can't really tell that. But that's what...
In space, you see that
in
it's
space,
a sphere.
Yeah. No, in space, you can tell.
That's what
I thought
saying.
You meant when you're on the plane.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Shaq literally said he was on some type of news channel, not here in California, somewhere else. He said, I've driven across the coast... And I'm telling you, the Earth is flat. And then he said, people are, they're trying to lie to you. People can make something up and lie to you. But how do we not know that maybe he's part of something that he just started just to get people wild up? I mean, think about it. Here's my little strange theory on this, okay? Here's my little strange theory is...
Okay.
First of all, Shaq, he already had his run, He's not really making headlines anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So, my theory is...
Wait, we're going to wait for... Get your theory music going.
Maybe this is...
Okay, go ahead.
When you're strange, maybe he is just trying to make headlines again by coming up with this. Oh, the Earth is flat. I'm telling you, I know the Earth is flat, just so that he can be on television again.
And next year we'll see him in some feature film.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Just to keep his name out there. Because really, if he wasn't doing this, would we be talking about him?
No, we wouldn't. He wouldn't be trending.
Other than the general insurance on television?
Or what was it, the orange commercial he had? He had some, or what was that? I think he had some back thing.
Oh, yeah. Icy Hot.
Like, yeah, that. Icy Hot. Yeah. That's the other thing. And it's like, so yeah, after that, it's like, you haven't seen a thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I feel like...
he's retired.
It's his way. I feel like it's his way of keeping his name in people's mouths.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes sense.
Anyways, that's my strange theory for you.
Interesting.
Okay. Thank you very much. You're strange. Well,
we have...
I don't know. What do we have?
You don't even know?
What do we have?
We have the debut. Now, I'm sure...
No.
Are you a big...
No debut.
Are you a big Waze app user?
I used to.
And what do you think about it?
Back in the day, before it became super known now with everyone, because everyone uses Waze, mm-hmm. back in the day, I was like, oh, it's cool. Yeah. But then, you know, I'm such an old school person, I'll just go to my Google Maps.
Yeah. Old school.
Old school.
Well, you know, the problem with Waze is that it takes you round and round.
To
and
these small streets.
Yeah, and I hate it when it takes you, like, what I like about Google is that, first of all, I don't really use it that much, in all honesty. I just recently downloaded the app because I had a far drive and I wasn't familiar with the area. But other than that, don't really like using it. But the thing that I do appreciate about Google is that it helps you stay on the main streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's good because it facilitates your drive. And Waze, I hate it when it would used to like take me somewhere and I had to make a left turn, but I'm here where traffic is going to my right. You know what I mean? The opposite direction. And it's just such a headache to do that, to cut across. It's tough.
I mean, I know a lot of people, they talk about, oh, but it makes the commute so much easier because you go to these places and streets that people are not fully aware of. And it's like,
but now they are.
But the thing is, you're going to these small residential areas. A lot of the residential, you know, people are complaining about that because there's so much traffic flowing around there.
Mm. Exactly. So now they used to not be so full and vacated, and now they are. Mm-hmm. Now they are.
Yeah.
Well, I hate the fact where, like, especially in L.A., as complicated as it is driving there, you know, if I need to get towards Santa Monica Boulevard, and I make a left on one of those streets, Robertson Place or something, you know?
Robertson.
Yeah, and then I go there just to make a right on something else, and then I'm right there again on Santa Monica. So instead of making a left on Santa Monica, I just made some little turn just to get back there and make a left to cut through that little red light special.
I know, that's crazy.
And so, I don't know, but so we decided, you know, we're going to make a little... theme out of it, you know, because
when we Waze it, for some reason, Chameleon feels like, oops, I Wazed it again. Ooh, yeah.
Wazed it again. It made me believe I'd make it in time. Oh baby, how was I supposed to know that Waze would put me out here alone? Now I drank all my expenses, getting gas so frequently. Oh baby, baby.
Gotta get the ooh yeah.
Gotta do that. Well, Waze is crazy, and I still use it, but regardless.
Well, there you go.
That's but hilarious. It does help in some way, but yeah, it cuts through all the traffic in some way, but it's still a headache because it just circled me around. Now, if I miss that spot, I got to circle back around and do that whole, it's just a headache. But it doesn't let me know about the traffic. I like that. They're like, oh, it's just about 7 minute hold up here.
It's crazy how traffic. It detects a red light when it's going to change.
Red light and then officers. You think you have people that notify others about the situation. So,
and
yeah.
You can connect with your friends. Yeah. Have them spy on your contacts and go find out if people
oh
are
Oh, my gosh.
You.
There you go.
It's like, did
hey,
you
Stephanie's
see-
right there. She's using it. You know?
Oh, she's right there. I thought she was going to stay home.
We were so-
she canceled lunch. I had an emergency.
Oops, I wasted
again.
We're going to send that to you so you can use that as your ringtone, okay?
Yes.
And now when you call me and all of that, definitely.
Yes, that's right. But boy, oh boy, 2018
wow. Yeah.
Has been quite intense.
Sure
Did
has.
You have a good year?
It was a good week here. Ups
good
and downs,
weekend,
you know.
New Year, right?
Yeah, you know, it's all good. You can't complain, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's first of all, it's so silly when people have New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe in those.
Me either.
Yeah.
And you know who loves those? Gyms.
Mm. Really?
There's so many signups, new subscriptions for gyms.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't keep up with it. And, of course, they keep the money. It's
of course.
Business.
Yeah. Everything's a business.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, and then when you try to cancel your gym membership, you can't cancel it, so they still keep charging you and charging you
yeah.
and charging you. And
yeah.
you're like, how many times did I call you guys? charging you. It's like, forget it. I'll just let it be.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I joined a gym, you know, but work has been hectic and
which is
been
good.
Missing about a week or two, and then I get back in it. But I do much of a workout when I work. So when I work, I carry heavy stuff and I do like little lunges. I look weird because the rest of the guys are all looking at me all funny. But I can get my workout. So don't worry about it. I'm just getting my workout in. I do my lunges with a big bag of tools and stuff.
They're like, bro, what are you doing, man?
It's like, give me a minute. I'm going to squat right now.
Yeah. I missed my workout this morning.
Don't talk to me. I'm working out.
Yeah.
What? No, I can't take that order right now. Later.
Take my lunch later.
Well, it has been quite the year. You know, Roseanne Barr got canceled.
Yeah.
You know the woman from ABC, I believe she was the president, that called for it to be canceled?
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
Anyways, when the Conners premiered, after it was known that they had low ratings,
mm-hmm.
she got fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I kind of saw it coming. I knew that it wasn't going to be what Roseanne Barr was. I mean,
yeah, Roseanne, I mean, she...
You can't replace her.
You know.
You know, people, it's... She's one of those type of people where you either love her or you hate her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stuck with her this whole time, you know, before the controversial tweet, because she has been a very controversial person.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you loved her and you just kept being her loyal fan, I knew that they were going to stick it through till the end, you know?
And then now with social media and with a lot of the celebrities tweeting stuff, no matter how far back, they'll get you for it. Doesn't matter anymore. So it's like, so basically, you know what? Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say. Double check before you send that tweet.
Yeah.
I know that Kevin Hart refused to... apologize.
Oh, yeah. Is he hosting the Oscars next year?
No.
Okay.
No, he had to step down.
He stepped down.
Yeah. Okay. You know, his case was, I shouldn't apologize for my past.
You shouldn't. The past is the past.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, why should people care of what you did years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, focus on the now.
My thing is, how come people were laughing back then? You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. Thank you.
Because the fans are what keeps a star popular and you know, able to keep touring and keep doing what they love. It's the fans. So why aren't we shaming the fans? Why are we just shaming Kevin Hart?
It only takes one person to, you know, pinpoint that little pass and be like, all right, we're all everyone's gonna go ahead and listen.
And it was some weird guy. I think it was Benjamin, his name, something like that. Some like,
you're just making up names.
No.
Benjamin Button.
This guy who dug up, like, who has the time to dig through tweets and tweets? I was like, this guy has way too much time on his hands.
Nerd.
I mean, who does that, really? It's pretty
dedicated
absurd.
People who want to screw over the next celebrity because they're jealous or envious or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I wonder what he has. Yeah, listen, if you tune in, first of all, he has said some... I don't understand why people don't get like this when there are so many sick jokes out there about women. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why aren't you getting like this about women, first of all? You know, because that's, there's so many offensive jokes towards women.
They don't care.
Right.
They don't care. It comes to that.
And you know, it's just, it's interesting how this one tweet from, or several from years ago, but, I mean, he was popular. People were laughing back then. You know I wasn't because I just don't like humor like that, period. Mm-hmm. But anyways, there's that. And also, Stephanie, you are of, are you Mexican descent?
Yes, I am.
You know about the Mexican Revolution that's happening.
Mexican Revolution!
You don't know.
No,
do you know?
No,
you
do not. I do not.
Because... there is zero coverage of this.
Of course. That's why I don't know.
That's true.
So ever
she got
since
you there.
Yeah.
She got you there.
Ever since Manuel Obrador became president, mm-hmm. So they kicked Miguel Peña Nieto out, which was he was such a corrupt
Peña.
POS.
He was a big piña.
Yeah. Piñata. They should make a piñata out of him. Just like all these, you know, Trump piñata as well. We need a piñaneta piñata, okay? But he is changing everything. First of all, there is a location called Los Pinos, mm-hmm. where all the government officials, you know, just elite government officials would gather for meetings and so forth at this beautiful home. You know, it was secured. It was private, closed off to the public. And they have gone in. They have removed so many of the expensive furniture and paintings.
Oh, wow.
And have also auctioned some of it and given some of the money for the indigenous people. The indigenous people are there singing and just chanting, you know, celebrating their culture. And it's nothing like you would think of... an American movie, like, oh yeah, they're gonna come into the White House and just it's complete chaos. No, it's done in such an orderly fashion. It's now a museum.
Wow.
Really? It's an orderly fashion, an orderly revolution, a mm-hmm. modern day revolution. Now what's going on in France is a little something else, but it is a revolution by standard. And they're saying that it's riots over high gas taxes, and that's not all that there is. Even the police are joining the protesters.
Wow.
Talk so, about people joining in on that. The revolution.
It's happening. It's happening, the revolution.
That's right.
And for 2019, may it be victory for the people.
All right. Well, grab your things. We have our little... the new year. Here we go.
I'll let you do it. Cause...
one.
Oh,
do just pull it.
Yeah,
one.
Just pull it.
Two, three. Wow. Wait a minute.
What happened here?
What did you get?
What did you win?
What did you win?
Oh, is that what it is?
You win a gift.
Yeah, this was yours.
Oh, was that his?
Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
this is yours.
Perfect.
What did you guys get?
Oh,
these
look,
poppers.
I got cards.
Oh, you got teeny, eeny, weeny
and
cards.
And I got like a, oh.
What is
jokes.
Well, we'll read them later, but thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Woo! Thank you, Stephanie Rojas, for
thank
joining
you
us.
Thank you for having me here. Here's to 2019, guys.
That's
Be
right.
Be safe.
Be safe.
And by the way, Stephanie and I are running for president in 2020.
There you go.
You heard it here. Wait, quick joke. What lies in a pram and wobbles?
I don't know. What?
A jelly baby.
Peace out.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.